ସେ ଜନ୍ମ ହେଇଛନ୍ତି ତାଙ୍କ ଏଇଠି
ଜନ୍ମ ବି
ଗଭର୍ଣ୍ଣମେଣ୍ଟ
ଏମ୍ପ୍ଲୋଇ
Suriname was a colony of Holland. Colony. Suriname. It was a colony of Holland. Holland. Therefore, many Indians have come here to Holland.
How is the health, Maharaj?
The health, health.
Yes, very good. Never seen you long.
Yeah,
he told me, I recall that you are the person. He told me that from Bombay. They said, no, where do you come from? Bombay, salt. I couldn't recall that you are coming.
Last time I was in Mayapur, I tried to meet you, but I could not. Mayapur.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Gaurpurnima. You are in Parikrama.
Gaurpurnima, I was there.
Parikrama.
But no, I went to Parikrama. Yes, then.
So,
Maharaj is there.
Yeah, yeah, I was there.
Good meeting.
I went to Parikrama. I went to Nisimapari.
Yeah.
And I got this day from Nima Jalka. How long you are going to stay here?
1 month.
1 month.
France, Germany, Italy.
Italy.
Going to Italy also.
Spain. I have my plane pass ticket.
Europass,
yeah. Europass, I have.
Yeah, very, very good for traveling.
Pass means you paid or?
Yeah, paid.
But
how much?
For 1 month.
$508.
Only $8?
$500.
$500.
India.
ಲೋಕನಾಥ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಷನ್ ಟು ದಿ ವೆಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ. People, they give, but Eastern people are more qualified. Because as a birth from India, Indian-born, sadhus from Indian-born, Western country's culture is different, and Eastern culture is different. They have no varna from a dharma here, nowhere. I see one people here. They are living singly, with a dog and a cat. So they have got affection towards a cat and dog, but not to their family members. They cannot separate from a dog and a cat, and they can separate themselves from a man from a woman from a man. But they cannot. With a dog and cat, they are affection. Though it does any mistakes, they will help it and love it. They love more cats and dogs than human beings. Human beings neighbors. But cats don't. They do neighbors to cats. To dogs. They love dogs. But they also love here. all present newcomers, though they kiss each other. But it is only momentary. The kissing does signify that they have got the real love. It is only to extract some affection from me, their love. Their kissing and embracing, a human kiss, but kissing and embracing of Western countries, no value. No value. They should be taught culture, Indian culture. You are all Indians. You should not forget that culture. Heartless. We are heartless, selfish. Treachery. They are selfish. They don't have the affection. Because in India, it is natural to love each other. You go Ramayana and Mahabharata. Our Indian culture, you will find Mahabharata, Ramayana. No selfishness there. They are selfless. They are all kind. Ove jive daya vaive udaya nijo sukha buddhi sudhina hurbaya vinodal sevako kariya vinaya sri ajnan dhala kariya prathar. Vinod Thakur said, one must have compassion towards all the jivas. And that compassion can attract all. So Mahaprabhu, without any distinction of caste and creed, he has embraced all, taught all. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Bhivir hoilo bijanas, yadaki panchaner paramullas. But Mahaprabhu preached. And Mahaprabhu, including Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Pandit, and Gadadhar Pandit, these five are called Panchatattva. Then the sacred message of Divine Name throughout India, at last they see that the whole seed of the passion, kama, completely lost. When there is no seed, no tree. What is that tree? That is karma vrutya. The seed, without seed, no tree will come out. When the bhajita pasita thana prayo vijaya nesatu. If that seed is fried or boiled, like what you say, dhan, or peri, they say. That peri, if it is boiled, then the rice is there. Rice is there. They get rice. But that rice will never ankur, will never offset, sprout from the rice. There can be no tree. And also if it is fried, rice. If it is fried, it will never be a seed. The seed is only, you find when it is a life. But here life has gone. So the Lord's devotees are like that. Dying all the people, those who have made themselves in bhakti, who have surrendered to the bhakti, who adopted themselves with bhakti, those who become this, they treat all alive. They see everywhere jiva is eternal servant of Krishna, all of us. We are all brothers. Though one born in Europe, one born in India, one born in other places, or America, no matter. But Jiva is one, and the Lord Supreme Lord, and all the Jivas, whether from Eastern Hemisphere or Western Hemisphere, from North Pole or South Pole, Jivas are one. There is no difference. In action and language, you may differ. But the Lord is Vibhuta Adbhuta Bhasavit. Lord Krishna has got the quality to understand the language of not the human beings, even the birds and the bees and insects. Adbhuta Bhasavit. All the languages. Now there are many languages, thousands of languages, spoken language, writing language. On all these languages, they offer their prayers, Lord will accept it and reward it and respond to it. Language is not the barrier, but here in Western countries, you see, these trees are not very good in India. What you have, these trees. And those trees are not very good here. Though they grow those trees, no fragrance. You see, all flowers, no fragrance. People see that fragrance. Or human chameli, you'll see, what you call it?
Champa.
Champa. Champa, malli. And
all flowers.
You find those flowers. They grow. But no smell, no smell. And you cannot get the best fruits which can be offered to the Lord. Narikela Ramha. Narikela you cannot get. Yeah. The seed kernel and the water, you cannot have it here. Yeah.
Coconut,
huh? Coconut.
Coconut,
Narikela. And the plantains. Plantains, they grow in South America, they get South America. And coconuts also they can get from India, no doubt. But here they cannot grow.
South America there is, South America.
Now, the season for mangoes.
A mango.
It must come from India, nowhere else.
South America they have mango, South America.
They now do it, but you cannot get that fragrance and sweetness of mango. You get different types of mangoes in India. Very many. And all the fruits. Kadamba Puspa. There Krishna was fond of Kadamba Puspa. Where is that Kadamba you will get here? You cannot get. Though you get the tree, but you cannot get the fragrance. The soil, the climate, and the production of the climate, all the human beings are different. You don't find it here. You see, everybody is selfish. Everybody is doing this long row of lodges he has constructed. You see, one fellow might have constructed this because the houses are the same. And there, people are there. They are happy. They want to be happy and they work. They won't take assistance of anybody. Even the wife, even children, everybody do his own work. They must wash his cloth. Nobody will wash it. They must wash it. Everything. He has got car. So many people are here that I am keenly observing, or this Europe, the number of population is not growing, but the number of production of material production is going. And you see now what is the problem for them, for cars, to preserve cars. In India, they never allow their cars to stay on the public road. They have got them car sheds. But here, how can you put the car sheds? Even one person, if they have a husband and wife are there, they have got two cars. And those two cars are very thin. Where they put? On the public road they put. Now the road is wide, 30 feet. But yet, they live someplace. Here, in this side I see, in Germany I see, that walking and cycling on that
footpath.
And people walking.
Footpath.
And motor cars, double lines, must go and must come. And the standing, those buildings that stand by the road, they have got 10 stories, 20 stories, 30 stories, all of their buildings, all of their motor cars, where they can accommodate. Now, they should accommodate the side of the road, that service side. And now they, it is not sufficient, they are digging, they are under. Yet I saw, where we saw that, in Europe, everywhere, they are underground for motor cars. You keep motor cars. Even in London, there is the underground traffic. They go train.
Subway.
I was surprised. By spreading the message of divine name to all. Now the people of Western countries, in those days, up to say 45, 46, 50, there were wars. But since 50, no war you find anywhere. Only war for few days. But heavy wars, no. Heavy wars that once or twice or thrice in Pakistan and India, that is not heavy war. Now they started a war against Yugoslavia. That now?
Serbia. Kosovo.
Big advertisement, war, stop war, no war. But war will be there, because the time has gone when people had got monopoly to do anything they like. That time has gone. Now if the monopoly has gone, now there can be no fight. As long as monopoly was there,
there was there. Tomorrow, how long will be here?
We stay till Friday here. Then we go to Rotterdam. And Saturday we have a meeting in Amsterdam, Saturday. You will be there in Amsterdam?
I'm going to Belgium.
When?
Today.
Today? You're not going to Amsterdam? You said you're going to Amsterdam.
Go to there and...
You already finished your tour here? You gone?
Yeah,
to Amsterdam? You went?
Actually, I'm trying to extend my visa. I'm unable to extend my visa. Of course. Do you have any idea?
Yes. How many days you get for visa?
1 month.
I go to that group.
And I had a stamp, you know, in London.
Anniversary.
I have to tell you.
Vrindavan.
Speaking about Prabhupada.
Come and take me to speak. I speak.
It's coming next month, Dr. Maharaj.
He was staying with the Prabhupada in 1943. You know that? Maharaj?
No.
I was telling to him that you were staying with the Prabhupada in Calcutta, 1943.
Yes.
I didn't know.
He doesn't know.
You
tell something about that.
They have only mentioned the animal.
Lilamrita. Prabhupada Lilamrita is mentioned.
We went there. Vrindavan. And he mentioned there. And I told Maharaj, to be for 10 years more.
And he was
one month before leaving his body.
Huh? 1 month before leaving his body, Prabhupada Maharaj went to see, and he told he should stay 10 years more here.
I said Ananda Prabhu to tell Prabhupada, he told me that I have no Indian cook. In foreign countries it is very difficult. I cannot be able to consume their cooking.
Yeah.
So you please send me. I sent that for 2 years.
Ananda Prabhupada disciple.
They are not, they never maintain any rules and regulations. They do anything. They speak because mentality there is different. They hate Indians. They see Indians as slaves. So he flew with him and came away. And when he came away, I said, Maharaj again told me to see that my health is spoiled. The Maharaj is very difficult to get anybody, and they cannot able to be with these foreigners. They never follow any rules and regulations, but they are all coming from India. They cannot tolerate it. So it is difficult. At last, Prabhupada would have survived 10 years, but he was not given proper diet. But recently,
81.
Good health.
81.
But the health was spoiled.
Sacrifice his life for humanity, for preaching.
He came to open our temple at Godavari.
Visakhapatna, in Andhra Pradesh.
Without Darsha Ramananda Godimut, this time our mutt. Oh. And to open it, he came.
That time?
1972. 71. Oh. You were there at that time?
I was not.
72. And after that, he went to Bombay. From Bombay, he went to Madras. From Madras, he came with all seniors, 20 or 22 members, like, and they were for 15 days.
He opened the temple of
Madras. All these were the seniors.
Prabhupada opened his temple in 1971, Visakhapatnam. The Maharaj put the first cornerstone of Mayapur temple in 1972, in the opening of the Mayapur temple. Prabhupada requested him to put
In
Hyderabad, the temple
opening
ceremony, about 300, more than 300 all European devotees, they came. They were traveling from Calcutta to Hyderabad. In the way at Rajahmundry, they told me
Mahamsa.
Told me that you place there in some food for this one. Oh, heavy baskets, all Uri, Luchi, and Halwa, and rice, and Purihara, Purihara.
Purihara, Purihara.
Boras.
Kakara.
They are highly pleased. All this. But those people are not there now.
Yeah.
They have left. Otherwise, now the people are different. Time has become different. Old people, they are experienced people. I went to your father, and he wanted me to come and speak in Sahasrara, Bangalore, Kakinada, not Kakinada, Vijayanagara. I followed them. They wanted that you should speak in Telugu, because many local people come saying Jatra.
Now also they are doing Padayatra.
You are traveling in
Still they are doing, huh?
Yeah.
That is wonderful, book distribution they are doing.
I was traveling in the temple and I took them.
Then where will go, Maharaj?
Maharaj, after that he will go to Germany, then Austria, then Hungary. He's probably come back to...
So you are taking care of Maharaj?
Yes, I'll do the work, yeah.
Very good.
We have to take care of it because
very important.
Yeah.
This is the only upstairs how is working, Maharaj.
Yeah, yeah.
So many floors, Maharaj. Chala rooms unnai. Paina, first floor, second floor. Meer ventilate chesaru baiki. Paiki.
Yeah.
Why there is no lift, huh?
Maybe an old place.
I was worried, you know, how you came, you know.
Of course, I also surprised that, oh, you have never come here. But he did not tell me about you. He came in Bombay.
We just now we came to know that he was here. We just now came to know.
He just came.
Who told?
One devotee from the Amsterdam temple.
You went there?
Where?
To the temple. To temple.
No. One devotee from Amsterdam temple, he informed me.
Have they constructed temple here? Mm-hmm. Invented.
Yeah.
Why? Long Rupad Patshara, 20 years, you know. There's a construction temple here. Is there any temple of
Hindu? Yeah, in this place, many Hindu temples.
Rama temple and Krishna
temple. Rasa Hindu temple.
Hindu temple there are.
Where? After that.
There are so many people here.
Ramandir.
There's a teach.
There is some temple here. Ramandir. Ramandir.
There is a temple here.
Sivaram.
What is it? Govinda.
Devadam.
At Bombay.
Krishna Mandir there is also.
Bombay.
Where?
Bombay. London.
Here by the
market.
Here the Nazi.
Yeah.
How many?
Narayan Swami.
Swaminarayan.
Swaminarayan.
Dev Mandir temple. There is also.
No, Swaminarayan temple in London.
Biggest.
Tulsid. Very big temple. And there is a Sikh center. Where they
Birmingham.
Yeah.
They give Delhi.
24-hour day, free.
I was there in Birmingham.
200, 300.
Very big, impressive. Yeah. 2 months you stay in England? 2 months.
There are many thousand churches. I am seeing that. Nobody goes
there. So how am I going to get this?
No, there
is
Hindu temples are there. There are daily services, the prasad.
I heard here also a lot of Punjabi.
Punjabi.
In Gujarati, Punjabi.
No, here no Gujarati.
No Gujarati. In England?
In England, Gujarati.
Many
here
Gujarati.
Punjabi.
Punjabi they do and Gujarati is also there.
London.
But Gujaratis, they mix with they become Europeans. But Punjabis, they maintained their independence. There was a trial, fight between Punjabis and London, and these English people, they say, we don't allow
keep beard.
Beard.
Or hair.
They must cut his beard. They said, we will never cut, we will never leave the work. They protested, and at last in the Supreme Court they allowed their beards. Now you find them allowed beards. They are serving the motor buses everywhere. They are serving. Now gradually they are also opening their eyes. Jamaat is, Sikh community is giving food, but Hindu community is not giving food to anybody. No Hindu temple. Swami Narayan temple, they are only doing that perhaps. They are doing
it. Swami Narayan, maybe not.
They have got wealth. Ahmedabad, very fine. They give prasadam there. Swami Narayan. Because they have no habit of giving food to others. Charity. In this culture they don't know to give. Anything to take, but not to give. Enjoy. They never give. They give only to children, less childless people. They write a trust, make a trust and go. Nobody cares about the property. They will die. Prior to that, they make a trust, charity trust. And those trusts are many in America and here also. They give free. And the Indians, they go, even East country people, they go and reach those charities, they get funds. Don't you saw that we are having Gurukula, we have got your...
Food for life.
He corrects our
Radhanath. Bombay now or is America?
He corrects from very many.
Hmm? Is it in Bombay or America now?
I don't know. I just came April, you know.
April.
Maharaj,
you were staying with the Prabhupada when 1943.
Right.
You were staying with the Prabhupada.
Yes.
1943. You tell to him.
Yes. He was Calcutta. Yes.
Shop.
Injection files and some decadent money. And we are staying that in the same house. We have rented and this emerged. We were with Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, and we were never Puri Maharaj also. We were all staying there. There we had connection. Then only he said, you come away. I was in that afterwards. Ramananda Gaudiya Maharaj. And he said, you come away, you shall go to America and preach. I said, how can I go? I am now in the service of Ramananda Gaudiya Maharaj. You go and you to write. And when he returned, I told that. Radhimendra on the banks of Godavan. And many leader What is his name?
Hamsadutta.
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 Hamsadutta came. And others.
Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa.
Guru Kripa, they came to Bombay, not
Bombay. He was also there.
Guru Kripa came and you
Tamal Krishna.
Brahmananda.
Brahmananda.
Brother. So many. All seniors.
They are, you know, they are running center here, right?
Who?
You know them?
No, I... because...
they have a temple here.
Who? Not coming frequently.
These devotees.
Yes, people.
Yeah.
They have got temple.
Small temple.
Small preaching center.
Preaching center.
What temple?
Gaunitai. Small Gaunitai. Radha Gopinath. Big picture. They have a Sunday program.
It's going on here, Maharaj.
You are from Gujarat?
No.
Suriname.
Guyana, Suriname.
South America.
Guyana.
Where is it?
South America.
South America.
Oh,
South America. Brazil, Venezuela is there. Brazil, Venezuela. Guyana and Suriname.
Next to Brazil.
Near Brazil.
Good.
Many.
It was a colony of the Dutch people, of the Holland colony.
Colony. They have got colony.
Yes.
How many people are there?
Here?
No, there.
There, not so much, half million.
Half million?
Yes.
I think that now the Prime Minister of India, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, he went there to visit.
It's possible. I think that I have seen her. Where? Vrindavan?
Mayapur maybe?
I have been there.
96?
She might have come to Vrindavan. You know English. She knows English.
Yes.
No?
Hindi.
Yes, I know.
Did you come English. Either Mayapur or...
Yes, I have been there.
She has gone there.
Once.
Their faces seem to be very familiar to the Indians. We can understand them.
Oh, there are many.
Many Indians here, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Mostly where they are staying. Here, Denaga or Amsterdam?
Dharma.
Narayan Maharaj also. Narayan Maharaj also.
Yeah.
And also like 46,000 people from
India. Now they have got, you have got any prasadam, you give less than
that. Yes, afterwards Maharaj.
You take here prasadam Maharaj, huh? You are a special guest.
I was, you know, Vishakhapatnam.
Huh.
When I joined, we had a program, we used to stay at Maharaj Mutt.
Uh-huh. When, which year?
Prabhupada came here.
No.
Amsterdam,
yes,
he came.
Prabhupada
came Amsterdam.
It is
he installed
the Jagannath.
60 kilometers from here. 60 kilometers.
From here?
Yes, north Holland.
He came,
yeah.
He installed Jagannath.
Which year?
Prabhupada installed
Jagannath.
Jagannath
Balaram Subhadra. No, Jagannath, the thing is, Jagannath Murti should come from Puri. But many murtis here, they only prepare. Yes, one murti is last London.
You said it, London?
That's London.
Yeah, we went to Seoul.
And London.
Wonderful. Look.
There is going to retreat. And in that adjoining the retreat is this.
Jagannath.
Jagannath. I said, no hands, Jagannath. Very short hands, no hands. They are only prepared by them. This is not. We must bring it from Puri, from the original place. Just we bring murtis from Jaipur or from Vrindavan. We cannot imitate and construct some murti saying that Jagannath. It cannot be Jagannath. Resemblance of Jagannath. No. Everywhere it is, all these people, they never brought. And we have brought one Jagannath, very big murti.
Where? Where?
In Italy, Puri. Italy. Sardinia,
yes,
one island.
It was installed there. What is that place?
Sardinia, island, you know?
Very big.
Yeah.
Very good. That should be done. Because the Lord should think that I am coming. And the devotee also must think that they must come. And the Jai Bab Narottam Thakur, all the murtis, they used to take from Vrindavan. Narottam Thakur and Janhavad, Vasudha Janhavad, Vasudha Madhana, Janhavad, the Acharya, she has done preaching. And she took all the murtis from Vrindavan and installed them in different parts of East Bengal. Radha Vinod. Radha Vinod Murti used to always be in the house of the devotee. And used to take hookah.
Who is that?
Krishna.
Hookah. No, Radha Vinod. Who installed this deity? Radha Vinod. He's asking, who installed this deity?
Deity goes
to Radha Vinod.
Radha Vinod was not prepared. Radha Vinod came to the devotee. It was one in East Bengal. Bengal. Later on, He came to another place. He came, yes, I will go there. And then another devotee wanted, yes, I will go there. But he was always alert as a human being. So to be there in East Bengal. Only from East Bengal, devotees were in Vrindavan. Most of them from East Bengal. And Mahaprabhu, East Bengal first, those were ancient people from Orissa. They remained from Silat. And many Brahmins. In Bengal there were no Brahmins. From Orissa they took Brahmins. And those Brahmins they established long ago. In Bengal and several places. Now they were brought. Now those people of Bengal you find Vrindavan everywhere. All these Goswamis or Ramakrishna Baba and so many Babas they are. They have seen Krishna, they have talked to Krishna. They were not like us, very orthodox and very enunciation, the Babas. Not even any metal, glass or metal, anything metal they never used. Only with a pot, earthen pot, earthen commander, penis. They do Harinamam in evening, 2-3 for morning. And evening they go out for Madhukari. Take Madhukari, doing the asana. After Mahaprabhu's departure, Mahaprabhu never went there again. And he came down to Puri, There he stayed remaining 18 years. Never. But in Vrindavan he was only 3 years. He performed the circumference of the whole Vrindavan. Vrindamandal, he went with the Sanodiya Brahmin, saw all the places and established Radhakunda. There was no Radhakunda, only a field, paddy field, little water. He took bath and they asked, what is this? It is Radhakunda. That Radhakunda, then it was, it came out. And Raghunath Goswami, who was there, somebody was taking some amount to construct something in Badri.
Now,
Badrinath asked him to go to Raghunath Das Goswami in Vrindavan, and he wants something, you give that amount and do that service. When he came, then he said, yes, here, if you want your money, you can dig a tank. The present tank was done by that gentleman. And Raghunath Goswami was there. So in Vrindamandal and in Vrindabhumi, so many. Orissa, from Bengal, only devotees were there. It was just the property of Mahaprabhu's property was a bit those devotees. Now those devotees have gone. There are no new devotees. Lala Babu was there. Was considered a big temple near the South Indian style temple. Ramananda temple.
Sira. Ranganath. Ranganath.
Ramananda temple. Lala Babu. Radha Krishna Chandra temple he has constructed. He was a great jamindar. His grandfather was the governor of Orissa and Bengal combined by British government appointed. And he was also the governor, Lala Babu. His old age, he gave up all this and came to Vrindavan. All the properties were given to them. They are like Ramanuja's Ramanath Mandir temple. They also constructed one temple. That person who had constructed that temple, he was fighting, there was a fighting with them. And in it Lala Babu succeeded. Now, till then he never go to his enemy's house. Now he went at for Bhiksha and he brought 1,108 golden coins to give Bhiksha to Lala Babu. He said, no, I don't want it. I want only some food, roti. That was it. And after this, that he was initiated by Ramakrishna Babaji. He gave initiation. Initiation things. He came number of times for initiation movies. When this was done, he was given. And then he was asked to live in Govardhan. There he lived and Radhakunda was there on the board. So there was. That now these foreigners have come there, but many of them are now having devotion towards Radhakunda and Govardhan and doing bhajan with all sincerity. There are many.
Prashada, your Prashada.
Prashada, Prashada.
Next, Maharaj going Germany?
Yes.
Italy?
Yes. Italy or, already been.
How many months now?
3 months we stay, totally. 3 months.
Mm.
1 month and a half already covered.
You going to America?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah? Never been, no? Before America?
No, no, never been. Very nice preacher and dancing, very nice dancing.
You should bless Maharaj more.
Yes, yes.
So blessing required.
Hare Krishna. You are sincere. Honest, sincere devotee. Very devotee.
You should bless Maharaj so more preaching.
The effect to the institution. That people and intuition, it is an asset. Now you give little prasad. Have you got?
Yes, Maharaj.
Can you?
Who is Madhava? You are telling? Madhava?
Madhava is Madhava. This is the devotee.
This is your house?
I rent this from government, Maharaj. I rent this from government.
Everybody is ready, tell you.
Oh. You prepare the lunch already?
Yes.
Already prepared? So they may take?
I take only little rice. Rice. And basically.
You know, from Maharaj, from Odisha. Original from Odisha, Maharaj.
Gauriyama.
In Jagannath, we have in Puri, many. Four temples?
Yeah.
How many?
Different, many temples.
He is our well-wisher. He is a Vaishnava. He is like Nanda Maharaj. Very honest. Very honest. Yeah, he has started pure. Pure heart. Purity is an asset. Sadhavo hrudayam mayam, sadhunam tu hrudayam saham, madanyatya nadananti naam tebhya managapi. I am the heart of sadhu, sadhu is my heart. I know sadhu and he knows me. I know him, he knows me. So there must be such interlink between sadhu and Krishna.
I stayed here 3 days at their house.
Also,
they taken care of nicely. That place, we have another. Yesterday we went.
By Masrai.
We have a temple there, right? Here 9 places we have Namata program, right?
Holland.
Holland? Holland, 9 places, right?
13.
Yesterday, you nicely about Sharanagati.
Sharanagati is nice. जो जाके शरण ले सो ताके राखे रात उल्टी जले मछली चले बही जाए गदरा ए कोई सरेंडर तो दे मुक्ति मुक्ति यज्ञादि कर्म तो ते हम साधन शास्त्र ही हरि भक्ति से दुर्लभा हरि भक्ति शरणागति जस्ट लाइक एन एलिफेंट एवरी डे रिवर्स आर फ्लडेड like Ganga, Yamuna or Godavari. See, away the elephant, such a big elephant cannot stand before this levy. Upstream they go, downstream they go, no harm. Because it has surrendered to the water. The fish has surrendered to the water. Because its life is water. If you remove the fish from the water, its life is the Lord. So if your his mind is diverted from the Lord, he will judge. The guy living only passed. So that Sharanagati, it is Sharanagati. Jo jake saranle, so takarati. If we surrender to the water, water will protect you. Protector, who is my savior, always one must. Anukunya sankalpam, pratikulla vivarjanam, rāpmane chepakalpane sarvita saranāgati, these are six lives. Six lives. One is that what is favorable to devotion, he will accept. Unfavorable devotion, he will give up. And rakshasya deepi, the Lord will definitely protect me. He believes it. And he is the savior. He will save me. Then four, five, Esarana, Atma Samarpana and Danya. Though he surrendered to the Lord, he cannot say, Lord, I have surrendered to you. Now you must take the whole responsibility of mine. Because I have surrendered. You told Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Manikam Saranam Vrita Ahamkla Sarva Pāpya Dhyamokshisham. I will serve you. I will protect you. You said, so I have surrendered to you. So your responsibility that should maintain me, that you are not maintaining. No, you cannot challenge it. You cannot appeal. He is the Supreme Court. Whatever the decision comes from Krishna, he will say, if he say, no, I will never help you. You cannot complain. Because he is Supreme Court. Not there is Supreme Court to complain. Eva-tma-kutam-vipākam. And Brahma, in Bhagavata 10th canto, Brahma offers his prayers to the Lord Krishna. O Krishna, tattenukampa, I always crave for your mercy. And whatever happens, that is karma. Karma, what is that karma? Whatever I have done in my previous birth, the result I am now undergoing. Whether I suffer or enjoy, it is the result of my past birth action. By this, I don't want to compel you to destroy my karma, destroy my actions, reactions. No. I will never request you. Pratyanukampa susamekkamana. I am waiting for your blessings. I have surrendered to you morally and spiritually and to this body, God and mind. I have offered mine to you, offered my speech to you and offered this body, gross body to you. Everything is yours, not mine. Even my body, organs are not mine. Even my friends and relations, and my wife and children, and the wealth, everything is yours, nothing is mine. One must surrender like that. Then, if he surrenders, if that surrender is complete, then also he never says that because I am suffering, I cannot claim that I have surrendered to you, I am suffering. Why, sir? You told one who suffers, offers everything to me, I am there to protect him. But I satyakampan susamichamana bhunjana evatma kritam nipakam hrtbhak bapuhi vidadhan namaste jivito jo Muktipade sadhaya bhag, muktipade daya bhag. What is the meaning of daya bhag? Daya bhag is father's property definitely comes to the son. It is daya bhaga. None can able to change it. Father's property belongs to the son. So like that, if anybody surrenders to me and depending upon me, if he does anything, he is not responsible to The Lord is not responsible to destroy his actions. As in past life, he has committed murders. Now, the result he has to undergo, he should suffer. While suffering, a person cannot say, Lord, I have offered everything to you, please bless me and destroy my suffering. No. And the devotee says, no, I will never demand. It is my action. If I have done anything wrong, according to the decision of the magistrate, I have to suffer. So I cannot force you to bless me. So it is told, Virasvayamai Dandam Dina Bandho Dayamba. The devotee says, O Lord, Virasvayamai Dandam, please punish me. And you can bless me. First time the man not blessing. The boy says, sir, bless me. That he has committed greatest blunder in committing murder. Now the decision of the court has come. Now he should be hanged. While he was taken to hanging, he was asked, what do you want? And sir, I have done this. Please excuse me. And out of ignorance, no sense, I am innocent of this murder, I have to ignore my friend. No, nobody will listen to you. You have to undergo the punishment. Nobody. They cannot stop hanging. They must have. Their law is there. So, karma, everybody should suffer. That karma. So it is told, the Dhammata, Eko Krishna name jato papa hare, papiri sadhyane dhatma. That one Krishna name can destroy any amount of sin. That sin a sinner cannot commit throughout his life. It is a what? We cannot be able to understand this. One Krishna, if he says, that Krishna, utterance of Krishna will destroy all the sins. All the sins, the previous sins, sins of this life and sins of past life. Is it possible? That uttering one Krishna, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. It is possible. Because Krishna is one who has got that capacity. Kartrum, akartrum, anyadha kartrum. Krishna has so power that he can make, he can break, and he can change. And that Krishna nama is equal to Krishna person. He is person. Nama chintamani, chaitanya rasa vigraha. Purna, Suddha, Nitya, Mukta, Abhinatva, Nama, Namina. There is no difference between name and the person, Krishna. If you call Krishna, then the Lord will come to you. You will see the Lord. By repeating Krishna, if you can purify your heart and all your prarabdha, aprarabdha, papa, papa bija, avidya, ajnan are all clear, then your body will be pure. And when that pure body, pure sight, pure thought, inside and outside clear, pure, you will see Krishna playing with you. There are so many instances. Krishna will give you that sandal. You will see Krishna standing before you. Oh, there are so many great saints who are there in Vrindavan. Now also there are so many. They are done that. So that surrender, those who surrender, complete surrender, they can get it. They will repeat Krishna, 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 day and night. And make a determination, Lord Krishna, unless you come and give me darshan, I will die. So I give up my food. I give up everything. I will die. The Ramakrishna mission, Ramakrishna told that if you repeat Krishna and concentration to Krishna, repeat Krishna for 5 days, day and night, you will see Krishna. Yes? And we also, our Vaishnava philosophy also says so. You must sacrifice your life. Yes. Akshatati Vivishwasa Bhakti Devar, he will protect, he will save, he will never make you die. If you are going to die, then he will drag you from the waters. They will want to drown yourself, he will drag. There are so many instances. So there are. So one must surrender. Surrender can do wonders. Always surrender. Namesake we surrender. We read surrender. We teach surrender. We educate surrender. But actually we never practice surrender. Even Arjuna could not be able to practice. Though he says what? Karpanya dosu pahatostavabha purchami tvam dharma samudha cheta jap seyasa nishitam ruhi sisyateham sadhimam tvam brahma. I am surrendered to you. O Lord, please teach me. Whenever I go wrong, you teach me. When I go astray from the line, you apply force upon me, you beat me, you kill me. I have surrendered the whole thing to you. Yet, sometimes they fight the war. And the war is going on. Then there was a fight between Karna and Krishna as a driver sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. And Karna's chariot went down. He was lifting his chariot and asked Arjuna to stop sending arrows. Krishna says, you kill him now. Then he said, so it is not dharma dibha that my enemy should be sitting on the chariot with all his weapons ready to fight. This is dharma yuddha. So, this is the principles of war. Oh, then you know dharma. But what you say, karpanya dosu pahata svabha purchami tvam dharma samudha cheta. I have no knowledge of pure religion. You must teach me. Now you teach me that killing enemy, when he has no weapons in his hands, when he is running away, when he is sitting, he is now lifting the chariot, let him lift. If he lifts his chariot, you cannot kill him. It is definite. So you have to kill him. Then he was killing. When he was sending his arrows, then this Karna said, is it dharma yuddha we are doing? Then Krishna says, yes, when you killed the boy Abhimanyu, who was standing on the floor without any weapons, helplessly, and you seven warriors, charioteers, you combined and killed him, is it dharma yuddha? That is the proper answer was given. The guy, Karna died dead. So like that, though, because the Lord knows everything, and though he has come only to destroy those who are enemies of religion, they should be destroyed. He has become to establish religion, he has come. He knows it, whatever he has come. Though Arjuna said, I surrender to you. Like that we say many things. We surrender Lord. When there is any sort of emergency, we surrender, we surrender. After that, the emergency, we were getting, we were not very serious of approaching them or praying. That is not surrender. Surrender is eternal. We are eternal. Surrender is eternal. And what the Lord does, it is all for the best. Best, all for the best. Now surrender is a very, very easy and very difficult. If he surrenders everything he gives, that not that he should run to take a sannyas and run it to the forest. He may be in the house, he may be in the building, he may be the business proprietor, everything. But one thing, he should think that from today onwards, I surrender, Lord, you are the proprietor. According to your will, everything will run. I will never react with decision. Marovi Rakovi Joitsatmaha. If you want to kill, you can kill. If you want to save, you can save. No other way. No other way. I don't want any. That is called so many instances in surrender, so many. The Gita's last teaching is Manmana Bhava, Madhbhakto Bhava, Madhyagi Bhava, Mangamaskuru. Remember me and do my service. And manmana madbhakta bhava madhyadi worship me and man namaskaru. Namaskaru means not pranam, sattanga pranam. But sattanga, the meaning of nama means that I give up my aham, the ego that I am so and so. I give up that to you, I surrender. That is the meaning of surrender. I am a professor, I am a rich person, or I am a beautiful person, or I am a great devotee. Everything I give to you. Everything, surrender. That aham, mama, these are the knots, two knots. Aham, I and mine, I. So this, mamana, went to Bali to take charity from Bali, donation. He went there. Bali Chakravarti, the master of three worlds, he said, I have come to you for charity. You can give me 3 feet land. According to my feet, it is so much. And 3 feet, it will be 1 foot on the world. You seem to be a very intelligent and you talk so much and you have come and asked Bali, a great charity, donor of this world, who can give you 3 worlds to you. Why do you ask this small space? Where will you stand? Cannot stand. Then Guru came, Shukracharya. You fellow, do you know that who is he? He is not a dwarf, Brahmana. He is Vishnu. He is not asking 3 inches. The land, he will never allow you to stand even. There will be no place to stand even. How can you stand? How can you survive if you give away everything to Lord? Sarvastra Vishnave Tattva Kasam Vattishya Sema Murkha. You are ignorance. Hello, you do not know that you have to suffer. So say, no, no, if he is the Lord, he is Ajita, I cannot be able to win him. And possibly, if I have already told whatever you want, I shall give. I have given word, now I can get, cannot get the right. I shall, then you suffer. He went away. And they have water. And Krishna, Vamana received water from them. After this was given, then they became Trivikrama. It is 1 foot, whole land of the world was taken away. And 2nd foot, whole ether. Then he asked me, where do you? How can you give 3rd foot? And he said, I have my mine I have given. But I am Bali's empire was given. And now I am Bali. I surrendered. Then I put your lotus feet on my head. Then immediately asked this Garudmata, Garuda, to tie him with the Varnapasa, and he was tied. Then Bali's friends, Bali's supporters, Bali's all servants and all the people came and asked, Vamana, you came, that is Vamana Murti, and now Sri Vikramurti, now yet our Lord has given what you want, see, feet he has given, and why should you tie him? It is just like he gave up to a car to tie such an innocent person. Then Prahlad, his grandfather, who was in that lokam, sutra lokam, he came and he said to Bali, why you are tied? Do you understand? Because it is your arrogance that I am the master of three worlds. Are you the master of three worlds? He is the master of three worlds. His property, he will tell. Why did you say that I can give you? Can you give? So that due to that ego that you were tied, then Lord Vamana was very kind. And he said, I'm ashamed. Ashamed because he has given three feet. I have tied him. So now Bali also surrendered to me. When all these people were coming on his behalf and requesting, he says, no, Bali is here. Bali has surrendered to the Lord. His property is gone. Then he himself surrendered. He is like a beast, a cow. The cow is surrendered to. When he purchased, the purchaser took that cow. And he is responsible to feed the cow, not the person who sold it. Now I have sold this body, my body, complete body to him. And he is responsible to look after me. No, this body is not yours, because body has gone and property has gone. Why do you come to depend for me? Then they all returned. And the Lord said, whatever the property you have, that property will be given to Indra, because Indra's property it is. And I will give the same property in Sutra Loka. You will be there. Till you become Indra, you will be there. Until you become Indra, I will be your gatekeeper. Now in Sutra Loka, Vishnu, that Vamana is there as his gatekeeper. You always see me as him. This is reciprocation of this surrender. Because he surrendered, and now Lord has surrendered to him. And now he is standing in Sutra Loka, now also. Sutraloka is done. So it is the benefit a devotee can get from the Lord. Though we surrender to the Lord, Lord will surrender to him always. Hari sevaka sevaka dharma paro. Hari sevaka sevaka. Mahaprabhu's teaching is not to worship Hari, but to worship the sevakas, the devotees of Hari. That is most important. How can he get Hari? He has never seen Hari, never touched Hari. He can see the Hari. Who can deliver Hari to him? He is the devotee. Devotee is Hari for him. So, if one properly serves the devotee, then he will get the blessings of the Lord. Because devotee is the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is the heart of the devotee. Tasmai deyam, tato grajam, sata pujya yathayam. We must give him, we must take him. Dadati, prati gurnati, guhyam akshati, purchati, bhumte, bhojaita saiva. So these are the six items of friendship. Now we are having friendship relative. Relationship with the Radha. We must give him and he will give us. It is not the question of matter. Sudama was his classmate and he went there, wife sent him that Lord Krishna will see him, we are very poor and suffering, he will give us something. But he never asked anything. He received entertainment from Krishna. Krishna carried him, his friend, who was with one langat, one kopina, nothing else. Nothing he asked. So he went with the parched rice and hiding it, he went. And now Krishna asked, oh, you are my friend, you have come here after a long time, and with empty hand you have come. What have you brought for me? Then he is very much ashamed. So that small, that small little kida he has brought. He is not. Krishna only thought, where is the bag? Nothing you have got bag, no other cloth, upper cloth. And it must be here itself. Then he saw and dragged it. And he moved it and put it. Why that? All his desires of his, not his desire of his wife. Wife sent him to go to Krishna. He never asked, he never told that we are suffering, never. But wife sent, now on the way when he was returning home, he was thinking, that wife will ask, what did your classmate give you? He is in the throne of, on the throne of Dwaraka, and could he not give you 10 rupees? And he sent you empty hand. So she will ridicule my friend. So how can I tolerate that? But they said, yes, Krishna has not given good. If Krishna gives me wealth, I will forget him. So he was not. Now when he came there, he saw, oh, your wife has come to receive this Sudama. So many maid servants, all her body is full of ornaments, golden ornaments. Now she received to the palatial building. No hut is there. Where is our hut? No hut. Oh, how is it? It is the Lord Krishna's. Yes, accepted that. But he was there, usually, you to serve. The big Nama Malati was doing that. So a bhakta, surrendered soul, doesn't want to do, take any action of suffering, for suffering. Even Pandavas, they suffered. The Lord, under protection of Lord Krishna, they suffered 13 years. Let the never abuse Krishna. Krishna is our savior. And Krishna saved him, them. They saved. So this is, they were all surrendered to Krishna. Now Hare Krishna, it is good with time for where you are. So, among which case of prasad, we'll
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Yes. Aapke liye kuch prasad laya.
Fruit.
Alright.
Banana.
Yes,
apple.
Now you take some prasad. Yes, Abhar.
Yes,
ma'am. Abdullah.
Yes,
yes.
Abdullah.
Abdullah.